You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Jesus not only got them to come a couple hours a week on Sunday, he got them to walk away from everything and follow him all over the countryside, up and down mountains, through boats, and through the marketplaces. They just followed him everywhere. Everywhere Jesus went, they went. He'd just stop every couple miles and sit on the side of a rock or on the side of a hill or down by the beach or slip out on a little boat where people gathered around. He'd teach. And people were amazed. The miracles would happen. They followed him. And it's interesting to me that as they followed him and they learned of him, they could have asked him for anything. They could have come to Jesus and said, "Jesus, we believe you. You are the Messiah. We can ask you for anything." Scripture teaches us that they could have asked him of anything they wanted, and he would have given it to them. But as far as we can tell in Scripture, the one thing they asked of all the things they could have ever asked was this: "Jesus, teach us how to pray. We want to know how to pray." They didn't say, "Jesus, teach us how you do miracles. Jesus, teach us how to raise that. How do we do that?" They didn't ask that. "Jesus, how do you heal leprosy? We want to know how to heal leprosy." That's not what they asked. And they said, "Jesus, if there's one thing we could ask you, it's teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Lord, teach us how to pray." Because when we watch your prayer life and when we watch you, there's something about the way you pray, Jesus, that's different than the way we pray. There's something about the way you connect to heaven that we don't know how to connect that way. There's the first one I want to give you. Number one, he said, if you're really going to get into the spirit of prayer, first thing you'll have to do is quit being phony. The first thing you have to do is quit being phony. He said, when you pray, don't pray to be seen of men. Don't just come out and broadcast everywhere. He said, enter into your secret place. Don't just think you're going to be heard because you have much repetition. In other words, it's not how many times you say it, it's what you believe when you say it. Come on, huh? If you don't have any confidence in what you say when you say it one time, please, they don't make no sense to say it 15 more times. "Jesus, heal me, 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 heal me. Oh God, heal me." Come on, huh? Here's what he said. He said, when you pray, pray this way. Here's the second one I'm going to give you. He said this. is I want you to understand the person that you're praying to. Pray this way. You're not praying to an inanimate object. You're not praying to a higher power. You're not praying to the big guy upstairs. You're not praying to the eternal, self-existent God. You say, "Our Father." Everybody say that with me. Our Father. In other words, the things that really struck a moment with the disciples about the prayer life of Jesus is he talked to God like he was related to God. Jesus talked to him just like he was part of his family. Come on, amen. It's amazing what it'll do for you if you will just, in your prayer life, if you'll just recognize that you're not trying to deal with somebody that does not want to bless you. God wants to bless you. Most people come to a time in prayer and they're acting like God's withholding from them when they enter into prayer. The truth is you just know you've been messing up so much and you feel bad about coming to God for prayer because you've been doing everything your own ornery way for so long. I'll let that just sink in. Is everybody all right? Too much truth, too fast. I try to keep it paced. He said, I want you to address him as your father because you have a covenant with him. And he's got a covenant with you. And it's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I mean, that's your daddy's desire. He wants to give you the kingdom. Amen? So when you pray, don't pray in some deep theological voice. You know? How many have been to some of them meetings? You know, Father God, thou art holy. I feel your presence in the house. You know, God's got to be up in heaven looking down going, what in the world are they doing? And they do it, I mean, you can flip it on and flip it off. What's for dinner tonight, baby? We're having pork chops. Good, you ready to say the blessing? Yeah. Heavenly Father, gracious over our home, thou bountiful goodness. Love it. It's getting good, isn't he? Wouldn't you feel weird if your kids just came in there while you're watching TV, you're flipping through the channels on the TV, and your son walks in and says, to you, the Father, thy highly, greatly exalted man of God, who bore me into this world, wilt thou give me thy car keys, that I might go hither to the store? I mean, God don't want you talking to him that way. Come on, amen. Most, if your kid did that to you, look at him and say, honey, we need to get an appointment for Junior. Something snapped. We need to get him some help. What does he do? He just walks in the room and says, Dad, can I use the car? I'm going to run down to the store. Yeah. Because he lives. I love it. I love it. How many know when the Bible teaches us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, he puts within us the spirit of adoption. And it says in Romans, that's why we cry out, Abba, Father. That word translated means daddy. Daddy God. Daddy God. Isn't that cool? Daddy God. Somebody say Daddy God. That's an intimate picture of our relationship with God. When we pray, we're not coming to somebody that's distant out yonder somewhere, somebody that's afar off, somebody that we can't reach or get close to, somebody that's not personally involved in our life. God is personally involved in our life. How many of you believe that this morning? Amen? You know what the Bible says about your Father? It says this, that he knows the numbers of the hairs that are on your head. And that doesn't mean that he counted them, he can tell you how many he got. That means that he's numbered each one of them. So that when you were brushing your hair this morning before church and one of them fell out, God says, oh yeah, that's number 7,413 right there that fell out of your head. He numbered it. Come on, somebody, amen. He's that intimately acquainted with us. He even knows what we have need of before we even ever ask it or think it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that God knows the intent of your heart. That means that God understands the reason why you have a motive, when you have a motive to go out and do something, and when you become intentional at something, even when you don't understand why, even when it's just intuitive, God's done figured it all out and understood everything that's happened inside of your lovely little head to make you do what you did.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure. Pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic. Where respect is modeled like please and thank you. Where truth is taught along with history and literature. Where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
storms are raging high and the blessings I can see. Hey, you will be my God, oh, even though the way is dark. Lord, I know that I can trust you. The beginning and the end. Who else will I worship above? Lord, your name is Elohim. You're the master of the storm. Who else will I worship? You're the only God for me. Every step that I take, I will worship you alone. Great and mighty King, you're the only God for me. Every step that I take, I will worship you alone. Great and mighty King, you're the only God for us. Every step that we take, we will worship you alone. Great and mighty King, you're the only God for us. Every step that we take, we will worship you alone. Great and mighty. Blessings I can see. Hey, you will be my God, oh. Even though the way is dark, Lord, I know that I can trust you, yeah. You will always be my God. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Who else will I worship? Lord, your name is Elohim. You're the master of the storm. Who else will I worship? Oh, you're the only God for us. Every step that we take, we will worship you alone. Great and mighty King, you're the only God for us. Every step that we take, we will worship you alone. Yes, I will.
Living God, hey, ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. She's daddy's little girl, only 3 years old, all dressed up in her Sunday clothes. He held her hand on bended knee. He said, I need to show you how to find your way home. As they walked along, how sweet the sound. Church bells ringing, people gather round. Remember this church in the crossway of their sweetheart. If you ever get lost, say, take me to the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died for all the lost people. If you can't find home, no, you're not alone. Take me to the cross. As the years went by, Daddy's little girl lost herself out in a big, big world. And on the day her daddy died, she said, I need to know why. Take me to the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died. Still knows her daddy's by her side. She raises her little boy in her father's way, and she smiles when she hears her son say, hey mom, take me to the cross, high up on